Greetings once again, Walkers with Jesus. It's Pastor Bob, and it's June 2nd, and it's time for episode 2 of John in June. Yesterday, we heard the beginning of the Gospel of John, that wonderful section, the wonderful beginning of chapter 1, the Word became flesh. And then we heard John talk about John the Baptist. So today we pick up at verse 29, chapter 1, verse 29, and we'll go through the end of chapter 1. So today we finish chapter 1. How about that? So let's get ready. I've got the deep red candle, votive candle on. I've got the 3 ginger tea today, and we've got a warm one outside. And the monks are all geared up. So everything's ready. If you're ready, we're going to read through this once, and then it's up to you to read it again today, or a few times today, or listen to it again today, and make this part of your life today, and knowing that of all the things that you'll see and read and hear, this is the most important. The Gospel according to John, chapter 1, verse 29. The next day, he saw Jesus coming toward him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel. And John testified, 'I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, "He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit." And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God." The next day, John again was standing with 2 of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." The 2 disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the 2 who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother, Simon, and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him about whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus, son of Joseph, from Nazareth." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." When Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him, he said of him, Here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit. Nathanael asked him, Where did you get to know me? Jesus answered, I saw you under the fig tree before Philip called you. Nathanael replied, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. Jesus answered, Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than these. And he said to him, Very truly, I tell you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. And thus concludes chapter 1 of the Gospel of John and episode 2 of John in June. Now let us hear today's words from Jesus calling, June 2nd. This is Jesus. Relax in my healing, holy presence. Be still while I transform your heart and mind. Let go of cares and worries so that you can receive my peace. Cease striving and know that I am God. Do not be like Pharisees who multiplied regulations, creating their own form of godliness. They got so wrapped up in their own rules that they lost sight of me. Even today, man-made rules about how to live the Christian life enslave many people. Their focus is on their performance rather than on me. It is through knowing me intimately that you become like me. This requires spending time alone with me. Let's go. Relax, be still, and know that I am God. Amen. And until tomorrow, when we begin chapter 2, may God bless you, and may the Holy Spirit fill you with wisdom and clarity about today's reading.